and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache. Formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center, that's CareArc.
Prices are going up on everything, but the price of your prescriptions doesn't have to. At CareArc, they partner with a network of local pharmacies to give their patients discounted prices on medications. Their discount program could save you thousands, even if you already have insurance or if you're uninsured. There's no membership required. Simply get your medications prescribed by a CareArc provider. Visit one of their contract pharmacies and save. Find out how you can save money on your prescriptions at carearc.org/medication.
KVOA News Times 8:51. It is Newsmaker 2 time here on this Thursday. We're pleased to have Stephanie Achille, the director of the Humane Society of the Flint Hills, joining us here today.
Stephanie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, guys. I'm very happy to have these cooler mornings.
Boy, you're not the only one to be sure about that. It's always seems to be busy here with the Humane Society of the Flint Hills and the Emporia Animal Shelter. And the way it sounds is things have adjusted a little bit, but you're still got some pretty crazy hours, the way it sounds, and a crazy amount of really traffic at the animal shelter right now.
Yes, it's always a rustling and a bustling. You know, we've got the door with the animals coming in, and luckily we've had quite a few adoptions with the animals going out to their new homes.
How important is that here for you guys, and just how pleased are you to see that number of adoptions, given the amount of intakes that you're processing, it seems like, on a daily basis?
Right. I mean, it's essential. It's truly vital for that to happen. Otherwise, you know, with us doing our best, and, you know, we've been pretty good about keeping no kill within our percentile for sure. I mean, we're about 98%. So we're doing great with that, with the community's support, but it's also because we need to stick to our guns sometimes with the whole, you know, hey, we're full. Is there any way you could continue to post, or is there any way you could hold them for a day or two and bring us some adoptive people that would like the animals? So we need our community. We do. As much as we want to help take in the strays or, you know, hold some of our ill or quarantine animals, we also really need our community to help post, be good pet owners, and come in for adoption.
So, Stephanie, you're still seeing a lot of, especially dogs, come in?
Oh, yes, definitely our dogs. And we're really the only organization locally, besides our friends at the Buffy Animal Welfare Group, that are able to work with the dogs and handle some of the dog intakes or fosters. We've got some great kitty rescues in town, which have helped immensely, particularly this summer. But We get the most of the dogs.
Is that a long-standing issue, basically having the amount of dogs coming in, or has that slowed down at all or no?
I believe it's been a long-standing issue, you know, because we have inside-outside cats that folks have, and then there is some outside cat colonies that get taken care of and fed. They're a little bit more acceptable and easier to manage and handle than, of course, dogs running around all over town.
So it sounds like you've got an adoption special right now, or at least a special that you've got in order to
drive some interest? We try and offer something each month, or there might be some pop-up specials from time to time with some crazy price tags of discounts. But right now, our August special for any adult animal, so cats or dogs over a year, it's a $50 adoption fee. Also, if it's a kitten, $60. And our puppies, so under a year, $100, which are normally $150.
The August special, take advantage of that. Now, what are your hours out there? People are interested in adopting, want to come take a look and see what there is out there that's offered?
Sure. So we try to streamline it a little bit easier for folks. Wednesday through Sunday, we're typically 9 to 3 unless there's some sort of emergency for walk-ins. We monitor our emails pretty well, so even sometimes you might get an email from me in the evening or early morning hours if you reached out to us. And then, of course, please, if you do call, leave us a voicemail. But Monday and Tuesday as well, we are appointment only. We try to accommodate people that, you know, may possibly have Monday or Tuesday off or want a specific appointment.
Okay. Stephanie Achille joining us here on KVUE's Newsmaker 2 segment here today. Sounds like you've got K-State, who is back on board here after a couple of years. Their visits have been very fruitful, the way it sounds, and it sounds like you've got more of those. And you also got a lot of upcoming activities here for folks to get involved as well.
Definitely. You know, K-State used to come monthly, starting in the fall again. We have brought them to Emporia with our partner, too, with the Street Cats Club. They come twice a month now. So we get as many animals as we can fixed as far as those partners. Eventually, it would be great if we could open it to community members, community members for pets, at least a discounted rate. But we're working on that. We're not there yet.
What do you got coming up here for folks here this next couple of months?
Well, we're focusing on almost a back to school for us too. You know, the community is real focused on that here in August, but September, October, we've already got a handful of events that we're starting. Well, not starting, but fine tuning, I should say, for events that we'll be posting here soon.
So stay tuned for that. Stephanie.
Apparently, yeah. I will, Chuck. I'll stay tuned.
Yeah, I
for
feel
that.
Like town is always busy. There, you know, if you say you're bored, my goodness, what, have you looked outside?
No.
There's always stuff going on, but fall in particular, I think it's everybody's favorite. So lots of events going on, and it's a little cooler, especially for the animals to get them outside.
Good deal. Stephanie, anything else we're missing here before we close it down?
I do know that they did put an announcement out that we are really looking for a city animal control officer.
Right.
It has been many years without one. So as far as something what the shelter's looking at for a candidate, you know, we really want a great liaison, somebody that wants to work with us and the community in a very educational manner. Friendly, of course, you know, it's a tough job. It really is. If you read any of those posts on Lost and Found or anything online or have a pet yourself, you know, people are quite excitable in a good and very emotional way, you know, if you've lost your animal. So to be able to handle that and be very caring in that process is important. So I just wanted to plug that, too. You can touch base with Captain Mattis and EPD if you're interested.
Stephanie, thanks.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a great upcoming weekend.
All right,
you too.
Stephanie Achille, who is the director of the Humane Society of the Flint Hills. Works obviously very closely with the Emporia Animal Shelter, where they are, well, very busy.
Yeah, always seem to be. Did want to let you know that we do have most of our Newsmaker 2 slots open next week, but Thursday next week, so a week from today, we'll be joined by Kansas Turnpike Authority CEO Steve Hewitt. We've been reporting more on the cashless tolling side of things here periodically throughout the course of the year, because this is a huge move for the Turnpike, and we'll get the update coming from Mr. Hewitt coming up 8:20 next Thursday here on KVOE.
Looking forward to that. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc. Healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That is CareArc. KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It's 8:58.
Make sure you take in this year's Lyon County Fair. The fair always offers great family fun with merchant booths, 4-H exhibits, the animals, grandstand events, and, of course, the carnival. The following merchants encourage you to enjoy this year's fair.
Bunge North America. Dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. Citizens Day Bank, with 10 convenient locations, take them with you wherever you go via their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Frontier Farm Credit, working to support our rural communities and proud supporters of the Lyon County Fair. Emporia Livestock Sales, they'd like to congratulate all the 4-H'ers on their hard work in this year's Lyon County.